Where is this road? And there's a center line there. This morning, that center line totally is your relationship with Christ, with the Lord. When you don't know what's going on, trust in the Lord, and it begins with the first step. You decide, okay, I'm going to trust Him. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to trust Him. I don't know, I don't have any proof that He's going to do this, but I'm making, it all begins with faith with God. Faith is the economy that God uses. It begins with faith. Take a step. I'm going to trust your personhood. You came into my life. I'm going to trust you. I don't get what's going on, and I don't know what's going on. But I'll take a step. I wish I could talk to you again about being the swimming teacher that I was for 8 years in the water. First step that always had to be, I had to be in the water. The first step always had to be taken. Those who would come to me were the worst of the worst. The first thing they had to do is they had to come out of the locker room. Okay, mothers and dads, everybody's put grandmas pushing them out of the locker room, and they stand there. I'm a long ways away. I say, hi, come on over here. One look at me, and in they'd go. They had to take a step. They had to come near the water. They had to step into the water by steps. Was trust developed? You've heard that story. Sometimes 6, 8 months, one time a year and a half. To penetrate, trust in the Lord. Lean not on how smart you are. Lean not on what you know, because you don't know everything about the situation. Don't lean on it. To lean means to put your weight, to put your trust on it. I'm going to trust what I know. You don't know it all. You don't know what God has in mind. You don't know what's around the corner. You don't know this. You don't know that. I don't know anything. Yes, God helps us and He gives us things, but without prayer, without waiting on Him, we're in a dangerous mode. I'm just going to trust my wits, pilgrim. Don't do that. Not if you're a believer. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. Tell me what you think it means. I'll tell you what I think. I just think it means you just kind of stay in a constant state of prayer. You don't have to look like you're praying, like, oh, I'm praying, and I let everybody know how long I pray and where I pray. But keep talking to the Lord about things. Keep talking to the Lord. Keep the communication between you and God. Acknowledge Him. Say, Lord, I need more and more and more. Lord, I'm listening. And then the Bible says, and He will direct your paths. What the word there basically says is, He will straighten out the path if you'll just stay on it. That's what it says. It says, He will straighten out a path. Now just stay on the path that He straightens out. And He will direct your ways. I know. Sometimes we don't know what to do. And I encourage you to take a step this way. In faith, and if it doesn't work out, step back. Take a step this way. Look for open doors. Hello? Look for closed doors. Look, be sensitive to what is going on. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit saying to you, no. Remember that one? Warmer, 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 colder, colder, colder. Oh, that's silly. It's not silly when the Holy Spirit's in you. Maybe you can't get a grip on exactly what He's saying, but you know it isn't right. And what do you do? Well, I better worry. Well, I'm good at worrying. No, don't worry. Go pray. I got the worrying thing down. Amen? I got a PhD, PDQ in worrying. I can worry backwards, forwards, left-handed, and right-handed. I can two-hand worry it. No. Pray. And the Bible says, and He will direct your paths. There is a peace that essentially passes our understanding. In the midst of our fog, He is there. And He will guide us. Isaac didn't die on that altar. But because of his faithfulness and Abraham's faithfulness, we got a picture of how Jesus one day would die as a gift of the Father of his own son. Joseph was sold into slavery, but in God's timing and in God's ways, just one of the most beautiful stories in the Bible, Joseph ends up being able to save the very people that sold him into slavery and the nation. Wonderful story. Jonathan's all mixed up, but Jonathan steps back so that David might be king and the line to Jesus is established. And the followers of Jesus, some met their end in the lion's den and other tortures. But in my studying of that, most of them that were there because they chose to. You don't mean that. Yes, I do. Some were so touched by the loss, others giving sacrificially, they said, that's for me. Well, I got to tell you, that wouldn't have been for me. I'd have been on the run. But it's really what happened. It's one of the things, it's a dying seed, and it sparked it in life. God, the Holy Spirit, put it in life and said, I'm next. You got to be kidding me. No, that's what happened. Many of the people who lost their life chose that I'm going there. Well, you'd have to have the grace of God to do that. I wouldn't do it. I don't think. I wouldn't. But they did. And what about the people who ran? Well, I'll tell you what happened. That's how the gospel went around the world. The diaspora. The Holy Spirit sent Christians around the world. Around and around the world. Even to Belt, Montana. I've told you this before, but I will end with this. In 1958, my dad was 29 years old, I think, and we were living in the big city, center of the universe, Miles City, Montana. He decided he wanted to move to Coeur d'Alene. We were going to move lock, stock, and barrel. We moved to Coeur d'Alene. He gets a job at the newspaper there, and we go to school. I was in the first grade, etc., blah, blah, blah. And after being there for a few days, the boss came to my dad. It was my dad's dream to go to Coeur d'Alene. The boss came to my dad and he said, he had been watching my dad eat lunch. And he said to my father, when we eat lunch, we sit here and he sits there. My dad had three kids, not much money, scraped together what he had to go to Coeur d'Alene, and he's had a decision to make. My dad was a wonderful man, but he didn't really tell him what to do. Oh, sorry, Dad. He was saved because my mother told him to get saved. True story. Or else. All he knew is his life was changed. He was a new creature in Christ. And you did things different. You thought different. You related different. And the next day he went and sat down with the guy again. And again and again. At the end of the week, the boss said, thank you very much for coming here to Coeur d'Alene. Here's your final check. Don't report to work on Monday. My 29-year-old father, he'd come home. Yeah, the kids were all sent in the basement so we couldn't hear, but I knew what was going on. He had heard of someplace, some remote place called Great Falls, Montana. And he said, pack up our stuff. We're going. We're going to pack up. We're leaving. We drove all night that night. From Coeur d'Alene with a little trailer, 1954 Oldsmobile. Come across the Warden Bridge. There's a gas station here. You remember right as you cross Warden Bridge? It's now Pro Lube. I woke up that morning in October of 1958. I had no idea where we were. The sun was shining. We were in a place called Great false. This message this morning of God being at work in your life wouldn't have happened, wouldn't be given coming to you today if my dad hadn't experienced some heartache in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. God has a higher thought. God has higher goals. And the peace that he gives is when we say, God, I don't know what's going on, but I trust you. I'm not going to lean on what I feel. I trust you. I acknowledge you. Please direct my path. And God does a number. God saw the beginning and the end of a little first grader standing in front of you on March 18th, 2018. I don't know, that sounds like a preacher talk. I'm telling you, it's the Word of God. And it's the Word for you. Gary's coming now to sing a sweet song. I hope. Yeah, there he is. Either that or I'd have to sing. Just kidding. But there's a peace that passes understanding. And this morning, that's what the Lord wants you to apply to your life, your circumstances, your relationships, your jobs, your health, your everything. We don't know the end from the beginning, but we know the Alpha and Omega, the King of Kings. And we submit to him this morning. Lord bless you, Gary.